This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A prominent Kremlin critic is out of the hospital. Alexei Navalny said Wednesday via his Instagram account he has been discharged from a German hospital. The Russian opposition leader has been hospitalized since August when he collapsed on a flight due to suspected poisoning. He was transferred to a Berlin hospital where doctors determined he was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok. That's a substance Western governments have accused Russia of using in the past. Navalny says he plans to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills, including the full use of his left hand. Russia has not opened an investigation into the incident involving Navalny, saying its labs have found no indications he was poisoned. The U.S. paying tribute to the 200,000 lives lost due to the coronavirus pandemic. Volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds surrounding the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, each flag representing 10 victims who have died since the virus arrived in the country earlier this year. Health analysts at the University of Washington say the death toll could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The United States has the highest death toll among all nations. The U.S. will pay its final respects to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office. An inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance was held on Wednesday. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital of Minsk, with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official results of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's re-election. Lukashenko said it was the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. Lithuania's foreign minister called the inauguration a farce. A prominent opposition activist compared the ceremony to a gathering of thieves and refused to recognize Lukashenko as the president of Belarus. A vehicle that could be large enough to carry an intercontinental ballistic missile has been spotted at a North Korean parade training site. That's according to a U.S. research organization. And the latest evidence, Pyongyang may use an upcoming political anniversary to showcase missile technology. Website 38 North says commercial satellite imagery from Tuesday revealed a probable missile-related vehicle at the Mirum Parade Training Ground. Some analysts predict North Korea may unveil a new solid-fuel ICBM at the parade. Others say Pyongyang could soon showcase a submarine-launched ballistic missile. The parade is expected October 10th, the 75th anniversary of the founding of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party of Korea. Paris police have formed a blockade around the iconic Eiffel Tower after a phone-in bomb threat. Police cars and tape surrounded the streets below the tower and the bridge stretching across the Seine River. Two police officers at the scene told the Associated Press that the operation was the result of a phone-in bomb threat. The 131-year-old tower gets about 25,000 tourists daily in normal years, though visits are down this year because of the pandemic. It occasionally closes because of suicide threats, bomb threats, or strikes. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was a major topic on Tuesday. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million with more than 960,000 deaths. The U.S. House voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill Tuesday night. The full story is on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.